Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta, and her preaching is entitled Lev Shemaiah.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Solomon went to Gibeon to sacrifice there because that was the most renowned high place. Upon its altar, Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great favor to your servant, my father David, because he behaved faithfully toward you with justice and an upright heart. And you have continued this great favor toward him even today, seating a son of his on his throne. O Lord, my God, you have made me your servant, king, to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you there will come no one equal to you. In addition, I give you what you have not asked for, such riches and glory that among kings there is not your like." Growing up, I did not know much about King Solomon, but I did know that when he was anointed king of Israel, God invited him to ask for anything that he wanted and it would be granted to him. Sort of like a biblical version of the genie emerging from the lamp. I can almost picture my elementary school religion teacher in front of the room laying out all the options. He could have asked for a treasure chest full of gold, or all the candy you could eat, or a summer full of trips to the amusement park. But Solomon, she emphasized, asked for wisdom, which she then explained meant that Solomon wanted to be good at school. And this pleased God very much. I wonder if a good part of my life was not indeed shaped by this story, for I wanted to please God very much, and I saw trying hard at studies to be a way of doing that. Looking back, I don't really have any regrets. Wrapped in the Dominican community for over a quarter of a century now, I can testify that a life of study is a reward unto itself, a rich and meaningful way of being in the world. But of course, this is not at all what the story from 1 Kings is all about. Solomon never actually asks for wisdom. He asks for something more difficult to translate. He asks for Lev Shemaiah, a phrase comprised of two Hebrew words, Lev meaning heart, though it can also mean mind, and Shemaiah based on the Hebrew Shema, to hear. In essence, Solomon asks for a hearing heart or a listening heart. And while a life of study hopefully cultivates this capacity, Lev Shemaiah communicates something simultaneously much broader and more specific. Solomon didn't want to be a good student. He wanted to be a good leader. He knew as king, he would need to make constant difficult decisions that would affect the lives of his people. He wanted to be able to discern well, to be able to read people's character, as will be evident in the story that immediately follows this one about the two mothers fighting over custody of a single child. He's going to be stuck in a million hard situations, and he wants a heart open to guidance. In contrast to the pop songs we hear today that tell us, "Listen to your heart," Solomon asked for the gift of being able to hear others' hearts, most especially the voice of God, so that he can make good judgments. And yes, I do think a life of study is an ascetic vocation that pleases the Lord. There's a great deal of sacrifice involved in it. But I can also say, based on my current experience at this moment in history, that trying to live a daily life with a listening heart is a whole lot harder. I don't know if you would say the same. I suspect you would. Indeed, it strikes me that Lev Shemaiah is not something that we can acquire on our own. It's just too hard. We, like Solomon, will need to ask for it as a gift, and probably not once, but repeatedly. The good news, the story of Solomon tells us, is that it's a gift that delights the Lord to give. It's a gift God wants us to have. And so today, in companionship with Solomon, the ancient king of Israel, let us too pray. O Lord, our God, we serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servants, therefore, Lev Shemaiah.